Second refuge is as I understand it, finding a path and a purpose. Finding a purpose means what I really wish, what I really want is that I want to transform myself, become better, not just better, but find a way to free myself from the sufferings and causes of suffering, and find a way of lasting peace and happiness. But it is not only that. I also wish that all the other beings who are exactly like me also find a way to be free from suffering and bring the kind of peace and happiness in themselves. So in order to do that, I would like to work towards finding the wisdom and the experience of that. That's going refuge to the Buddha, that I would like to transform myself. There's a possibility, I think, I know, there's a possibility that to transform myself, so I would like to work towards that. That's going refuge to the Buddha. And once I go refuge to the Buddha, then I need to go refuge to the Dharma, because Dharma is the methods, the way on how to do that. So therefore, when I say I go refuge to the Dharma, it means I will try to find ways and means to work towards that. And I not only try to understand that, but I would also try to use that on myself. I would try to practice Dharma. That's going refuge to the Dharma. Once I go refuge to the Dharma, I must go refuge to the Sangha, because Sangha is the people who have the experience and understanding of Dharma. So in order to understand the Dharma and get inspired on that path, I will be open to receive the instructions and the guidance, and I will also try myself to be influenced in a positive way and not influenced in a negative way. That's going to be the Sangha. So if somebody does that, these three things as a way of life, then that person is called somebody who has taken refuge in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And this is a practice. It's a way, you know, to choosing a way in which you go, in the direction. It's not about joining a group. It's not, you know, going away from something and going into something else. It's just trying to find a purpose and a path for yourself.
Predvsem, če pravite, po njegovem razumevanju, kaj je pomembno vzeti svetočišče, gre se to, da najdemo pot in smisel. To pomeni, da je tisto, kar si zares želimo, kar zares hočemo, da deskoordinirano spremenimo sebe, zato da bi postali boljši. In ne samo to, zato, da bi našli pot, kako se osvoboditi vsega trpljenja in vzrokov za trpljenje. In poleg tega, kako najti pot do trajnega miru in sreče. In poleg tega, da si želimo to zase, tudi za vse ostale, za vsa ostale čuteča bitja, ki so kot mi sami, tudi za njih si želimo, da bi bila osvobojena vsega trpljenja in vzroku trpljenja in da bi našla trajno srečo za njih. In zaradi tega si želim, da bi delal na tem, da bi se usmeril in našel pot da dejansko do te dejanske izkušnje tega. In to pomeni, zaradi tega potem jemljam zatočišče v Budi. Zato, ker v tem vidim možnost, vidim, da je to stanje, do katerega lahko pridem s tem, da spremenim samega sebe, če delam na sebi. In ko enkrat vzamemo zatočišče v Budi, potem moramo vzeti tudi zatočišče v Dharmi, kajti to je pot, to je metoda, ki je Buda učil, kako dejansko lahko transformiramo sebe. To pomeni, da ko vzamem zatočišče v Dharmi, je to način, kako poskušam najti pot do te dejanske transformacije, ne samo kot neko znanje, ampak je to nekaj, kar uporabim in prakticiram sam pri sebi, zato da bi se spremenil in našel razsvetljenje. In ko enkrat vzamem zatočišče v Dharmi, potem moram vzeti zatočišče tudi v Sanghi. In Sangha so ljudje, ki imajo razumevanje o tem, kaj je pot, kaj je Dharma in ki imajo tudi dejansko izkušnjo tega. In ko vzamem zatočišče v Dharmi, sem odprt za vodstvo in navodila, ki jih lahko dobim od tistih, ki so bolj izkušeni od mene. In ko vzamem zatočišče v Sanghi, se tudi trudim, da bi dovolil, da name vplivajo pozitivne vplivi in se izogibam, da bi si dovolil, da name vplivajo negativne stvari. Če naredimo to, se pravi, če to prakticiramo v življenju, če se držimo tega, potem je to naša pot. Na ta način se naše življenje spremeni in tako prakticiramo. Že samo zatočišče v Budi, Dharmi in Sanghi je praksa, ki nas spremeni. In to pomeni, da ko vzamem zatočišče, v resnici izberem pot, po kateri želim hoditi in hodim po njej. To ne pomeni, da se pridružim nekemu klubu, da si pridobim članstvo v neki skupini. To ne pomeni, da nekaj zapuščam, zato da bi se pridružil nečemu novemu, ampak gre za to, da najdem, da usmislim svoje življenje in da najdem pot zase in pot in pot.
So then we will do the ceremony in a very very shortest way. We will do it in Sanskrit and I will say it in Sanskrit and you will repeat after me. What you say is I go refuge to the Buddha, I go refuge to the Dharma, I go refuge to the Sangha three times. And after the third time, then I make a sign like this, and then you feel that you have taken refuge.
In Rinpoche je rekel, da bo dal zatočišče na zelo kratkim obredom, in sicer recitiral bo v sanskritu, in vi boste ponavljali za njim, recitiral bo jemljen zatočišče, pomen tih besed je jemljen zatočišče v Budi, jemljam zatočišče v Dharmi, jemljam zatočišče v Sanghi, to bo pomenil trikrat in tretjič bo tesnil s prsti in ko to stori, takrat čutite pri sebi, da ste dobili zatočišče.
And then I save you.
In potem vam bom pobril glavo.
I cut a small piece of hair. Brahma. And this is supposed to signify that you are making the best offering to the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha.
In to simbolizira vaše najboljša možna daritev Budi, Dharmi in Sanghi.
Because the hair is part of your body and it grows on the top of your, you know, the highest point of your body.
Kajti lasje so del vašega telesa in rastejo na najvišji točki vašega telesa.
And then I give you a name, a Tibetan name, a new name, to represent that you have started a new way of life.
In potem bo vsak dobil, rekel, če vam bo dal novo tibetansko ime, in to simbolizira to, da boste začeli novo življenje živeti na nov način.
And I give you a protection cord, which is for your remembrance, and this is, I think, blessed by the Dhammapada. Blessed by Dhammapada, so it's very precious.
In potem boste dobili od Rinpoche še zaščitno vrvico, ki ste jo blagoslovila Sito Rinpoche in njegova svetost Karmapa, in ta vrvica je zato, da vas spomni na ta dogodek in vas ščiti.
Okay, so